Corby, eh? Thanks. Another pitcher. Come on, Croaker, One Eye said in a low voice. Lay off the beer. The guy makes it himself. It's terrible. He was right, but I was getting adjusted for some heavy thinking. We had to get into that house. That meant night moves and wizard's skills. It also meant our greatest risks since Goblin and One Eye went silly in roses. One Eye asked Goblin, Think we're up against a haunt? Goblin sucked his lip. Have to look. What's this? I asked. I'd have to see the man to know for sure, Croaker. But what happened to that Corby don't sound like a stroke. Goblin nodded. Sounds like somebody pulled out of body and caught. Maybe we can arrange to see him. What about the house? First thing is to make sure there isn't a big-time haunt, like maybe Bowman's ghost. That kind of talk makes me nervous. I do not believe in ghosts, or do not want to. If he was caught out or pulled out, you have to wonder how and why. The fact that that's where Bowman's lived has to be considered. Something left over from his time could have gotten this Corby. Could be what gets us, if we're not careful. Complications, I grumbled. Always the complications. Goblin snickered. You watch yourself, I said, or I just might sell you to the highest bidder. An hour later, a savage storm arrived. It howled and hammered at the inn. The roof leaked under the downpour. When I reported that, our host blew up, though not at me. Evidently, making repairs was not easy under current conditions. Yet repairs had to be made, lest a place deteriorate entirely. The damned winter firewood is the worst, he complained. Can't leave it set out. Either gets buried under snow, or so damned waterlogged you can't dry it out. In a month, this place will be loaded ceiling to floor. At least filling the place up makes it less hard to heat. Along about midnight, after the guard had changed watches and the oncoming had had time to grow bored and sleepy, we slipped out. Goblin made sure everyone inside the inn was asleep. Toadkiller Dog trotted ahead, seeking witnesses. He found only one. Goblin took care of him, too. On a night like that, nobody was out. I wished I was not. Make sure nobody can see any light, I said, after we slipped inside. At a guess, I'd say we start upstairs. At a guess, One Eye countered, I'd say we find out if there are any haunts or booby traps first. I glanced at the door. I hadn't thought about that before pushing through. Chapter 29 The Barrowland Back When. The colonel summoned Case. He shook as he stood before Sweet's desk. There are questions to be answered, lad, Sweet said. Start by telling me what you know about Corby. Case swallowed. Yes, sir. He told, and told much more when Sweet insisted on rehashing every word that had passed between them. He told everything but the part about the message and the oilskin. Curious, Sweet said. Very. Is that all? Case shifted nervously. What's this about, sir? Let's say what we found in the oilskin was interesting.